Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bessia ready at the letters. The left-hander kicks. Stott squares and the bunt down towards third. Muncy's got it. They're going to third with it, and he is out at third base. Betts coming over to take the throw, and he tags out Castellanos. And Max Muncy, with a tremendous play, charging in, fields it, turns around, and throws to third. And a failed bunt takes away the tying run in scoring position.
I don't know how you can bunt there. I mean, with they're charging like that, and you got Casty, I mean, he's out by 15 feet.
I just totally disagree
with that.
L.A. don't make it no better.
Well, he's right. I mean, he saw it the way the rest of us did. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. And the hours go by, and I keep replaying the bunt in my mind. They have the Dodgers on the ropes, and they give them a get-out-of-jail-free card. All right, we'll get back to all your phone calls in a second here. As we react to the game, the series, down 0-2, Nola tomorrow night. Topper, the bats, I mean, those stars, 2-for-21 between Turner and Harper and Schwarber. I didn't even realize, so one of our callers brought up last segment, how bad Trey's been overall in the playoffs in his career. I didn't realize his OPS in the postseason, 685 compared to 821 in the regular season. That is a massive difference. It's ugly. The whole thing is ugly right now. The bullpen's not been good. The defense, obviously, in the seventh inning was atrocious. All right, let's get to the details of that bunt. And that, look, the decision was bad, but then you play the details and it gets worse. Let's hear Freddie Freeman after the game last night explaining how the Dodgers pulled off the wheel play.
We were talking about, so the whole conversation during was that, obviously, and then if we run the wheel play, that means there's going to be no one at second base. So that's when I chimed in. I said, if he bumps to third base, Max, you throw to Mookie. Tommy's going to first. I'll sprint to second base if it's not coming to me. That's why you saw me running to second. So we were just coming up with a plan on the wheel play to make sure we still had every base covered so he couldn't go home to second. And obviously they pulled off perfectly.
And the fact that they say that with so much confidence lets you know that they had the right guy in that position because – They knew he couldn't run. They were very, very confident. The way Mookie took off, like it was the most telling when you told me when you talked about it this morning, and I saw it, like I visually saw it again. There was no way on God's green earth that Castellanos had a chance at that.
So it's a combination of Dodgers were ready. They kind of wanted it, right? Then you throw in it's Castellanos at second base.
Yeah.
And two things are true here in this, and they're neither are good for the Phillies. Castellanos is slow. He's the slowest guy on the team by a lot. I think he's way slower than Bohm, who's really slow. But the other part of it is, he's not a very good or instinctual base runner. Let's hear Jimmy Rollins post-game last night on TBS explaining what Castellanos did wrong even before his lack of speed played into it. Here's J-Roll.
Remember, there's no force play. There's no force play at third.
He's got to tag you at third.
He has to tag you at third. So they're giving up second base. That means I can get as far as I can because no one's going to be at second base for a back pick.
I can always turn around
and
run
to second.
Get
back. He didn't do that. He was just kind of sitting there almost like there was no game plan. Mm. Like what to do. If I can read this bunt and it's short and I can get there, I can go.
Right.
If not, I can go back.
So a couple things there, Hugh, from Jimmy Rollins, who was obviously a tremendous player, a shortstop, a base runner. Like, he's the perfect – like, I can't think of many other people that are perfect to break that play down than Jimmy, considering what he did in his career. What I heard there was him saying Castellanos put himself in a bad spot by not taking a bigger lead, right? If he – considering there's nobody covering second base, he could be halfway off the base And if you know, Stott takes the pitch, if it's in the dirt or whatever, and he doesn't bunt it, he could walk back to second. There's no consequence there. He didn't come that far off the bag. So then it's a race between him and Mookie, and he's going to lose that every time.
Yeah, he's not that fast. And it's so obvious. It was so obvious when Mookie took off, and you see the effort that it took for Castellanos just to get going. And Mookie was already at third base. It was a picture perfect for them.
So after the game, Toppert said something to the effect of Mookie hit it well. You know why he hit it well? Because Castellanos let him hide it well. Right? He knew, all right, wait, he's like, Castellanos is only 10 feet off the bag. All I got to do is outrun Nick Castellanos to third. I don't have to give it away. So maybe he kind of hit it and Stott didn't see. But the reason he was able to hide it was because Castellanos didn't take a big enough lead. It's just the wrong player, the wrong person, the wrong moment, and the wrong managerial decision. It's like I was hoping there'd be something logical as the day went on for me to like grasp on, like, oh, I get that. Nothing. I've got nothing on why they did that. Anthony in West Deptford. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how's it going?
Anthony, well, we're all right. We're doing the best we can here.
Yeah, I was just calling to talk about it. You guys, you know how you guys said Topper has a nail in the coffin after last night?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to say you're wrong. He has a nail in the coffin for tomorrow night when he's starting Aaron Nola with a 6 ERA. What is he thinking?
Anthony, I don't know. I mean, I keep waiting, and I'm sure it won't come out till after the series. I keep waiting for someone to tell me Ranger Suarez is hurt, and that's why he can't pitch, because none of this makes any sense. Hugh Douglas is the only one on board with Aaron Nola pitching in this entire city. It's amazing. Him and Topper.
It's insane. And, you know, we had our two starters. Sanchez, you know, he had a great outing. Lizardo last night, I was at the playoff game last night. First inning was a little shaky, and then he just had a complete shutout. And he did great. Now, if we can't have bat support with those two aces, how are we going to have bat support when Nola lets up, you know, six runs in the first two innings?
Well, it's going to feel, yeah, if it gets that bad, Anthony, it'll feel impossible. I don't get it, man. And we preached a phone call. I don't get the Aaron Nola decision. It feels, at worst, it feels like Sanchez is hurt and they're not telling us, or Suarez is hurt, they're not telling us. At best, it feels like they're overthinking this thing. Well, let's try to get Nola through a couple innings, and they'll put their guys in and hit a righty, and then we'll flip to Suarez and we'll trick him for the next four innings. It just feels like we're overthinking this thing for absolutely no reason.
Yeah, and I think that they believe in Nola. And with that being said, I know what the caller just said, but I have no choice but to believe in him. I know it.
You have
in
a choice. This
well, I mean, I know I have a choice, but if Topper's like, because we're talking about job security now. We're talking about, you know, decisions that are going to be made in this last game, if that's the case, yeah, which I don't think it is. That are going to affect you in the long term.
You don't think he's out of here if they lose the series in three? I don't think he's the manager next season.
I think
season.
That's a conversation, Joe. I think that there's going to be some people that look at that and they're gonna suggest that. I think cooler heads prevail, and he's not. But I think they're going to look at this roster and they're going to have to shake it up. You got to shake the roster.
Yeah,
up.
But I think they could do both. I mean, look, Dave Dombrowski, when he took over the Red Sox, John Farrell was the manager. John Farrell won the World Series in 2013. After 2015 or 16, one of those years, he got him out of there. Mm-hmm. And they hired Alex Cora and won another World Series. Like, I don't know how Dombrowski could watch this and keep the manager unless they have a miracle comeback here. And I'm not saying that Rob Thompson is the only reason that they're losing. Clearly, the top three hitters have been disasters. But it's way easier to change a manager than it is to what? To trade Bryce Harper?
Well, yeah.
To move off trade? Like, what are they going to do?
You're right. In that sense, you're right. But then I also think about how long has the manager for the Dodgers been there? And he had some rocky ones at the beginning until they finally broke through.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, like, this is what we're talking about. And I know that people are frustrated with Topper. And I get the frustration because of some of the moves that he's made. But the bottom line for me is this. Go look at the stat line from the last three playoff series of your guy. Of, when I say your guy, I'm saying the guy, mm-hmm, Bryce Harper. Go look at the stat line for Kyle Schwarber. Go look at that and tell me then whose fault is that. Because Topper's not in the batter's box. He's not. Now, he has to make those decisions that the game comes down to. But just like I said, Joe, every time he has to make those decisions, they somehow pee the bed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I agree with you, but even the Dodgers with all their stars, Dave Roberts has to make big decisions. His decisions have been better so far in the series.
Yeah, I mean, I give you that, but you, when you put your stars in, like, just like J. Roll explained it, if you're Castellanos, you know you're not that fast. He's not at second base. Lean off a little bit more. Give yourself a better chance.
I agree. But why is Topper asking his worst base runner to try to do something he's not good at?
Yeah, but that's the situation you're in, and it's all hands on deck.
But you didn't have to bunt.
I mean, I hear what you're saying, and that's not what I'm arguing, but okay, the bunt was called, Joe, right?
Yes.
So you need to, if you know you're running with cement shoes, you need to give yourself at least a better chance than you gave yourself.
I know.
To pick those heavy-ass shoes. Go look at Joe, the funniest thing about
what you said. He can't move anymore. He can't move.
But Joe, just go look at it again, because when you see Mookie take off, it's like without any effort. And with Castellanos, it's, to your point, it looks like he has bricks in his pocket.
I saw someone, or maybe I heard someone this morning. I think it was I was driving, and someone say, well, Castellanos is old. He's declining. I think him and Mookie are the same age. Mookie Betts is a top-tier athlete, and Castellanos is just not anymore. Ken in Cinnaminson. What's up, Ken?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hey, Ken. Ken, we're getting by. We're trying.
So I take no pleasure in being correct about all of this. But let me get the bunt out of the way first. I have no problem with the decision to punt there. I would have had no problem if he's letting Stott swing too, because I mean, you don't have the double play in order there, and you know we're killing him because he's saying, you know, I'm playing to tie the game. Well, they might not teach you this at Penn State, but it's a mathematical fact that you can't get the 5 runs until you first score 4 runs. So you, at the very least, you've got to get through the bottom of the ninth inning with the game tied.
So, Ken, before you go on, I hear you, but you're also less likely to score more runs with one out and a guy on third than no outs and a guy on second. I mean, you're cutting off your nose to spite your face.
Well, first of all, there wasn't no outs. There was one out, I believe.
No, there was no outs.
Now here's the thing.
There were no outs, Ken. There were no outs.
Okay, Castellanos.
Because, hold on, because if there was one out, it would be even more indefensible because you'd be bunting him to third with two outs and then the fly ball doesn't score.
You're right. Castellanos, the problem is that the problem is even Castellanos' speed. The problem is that Castellanos has to understand his responsibilities as a base runner, which means when he sees Mookie Betts break towards third base, he's got to be step for step with him. And if he knows he can't get there, he goes back to second base, which is undefended.
Yes.
So, so you're asking a manager to make a decision like that in a situation where he's got to take into account the fact that the guy on second base, as an 11-year veteran, is an idiot. I don't know that any manager in baseball is going to do that. The problem, that the reason why we're in this situation is the same thing that has been the case for this team, which is why I've talked about the fatally flawed construction of this roster. You go back and you look at what the Dodgers have done to this team. You go back and you look at what every pitching staff has done to this team in the postseason since they left for Arizona for Game 3 of the NLCS. This team cannot hit spin. And this team cannot lay off spin. So that's the problem. They are not chasing pitches out of the strike zone. When this is over, and it's going to be over, you know, within the next couple of days, we're not going to be talking about chase rate in the postseason postmortem when Dave Dombrowski comes out and explains why Rob Thompson's still going to be the manager and why we're going to run the same core of guys back. But the problem is that they are missing in the zone, because they just can't hit spin and they can't lay off spin. I mean, Ohtani strikes out Schwarber the other night, and he blows 101-mile-an-hour fastball past him and then strikes him out on a 12-6 breaking ball at 88 miles an hour that nobody on the planet is going to hit. So the problem is with the construction of this team, and it's not a coincidence that the team that has gone the furthest in this iteration since Rob Thompson has taken over as the manager had Rhys Hoskins, the right-handed bat in the middle of the lineup, and, oh, by the way, the leader in the clubhouse, and had Gene Segura, who wasn't a great hitter, but he didn't strike out a lot. He was a really good bat-to-ball guy. Organizationally, and I've got to believe it's organizational at this point. I can't blame Hopper. I can't blame the hitters. I got to believe organizationally the philosophy is that putting the ball in play is not that important. And that is going to be the downfall of this team every year in the postseason until they make wholesale organizational changes. I've been saying it for 2 years. They need to empty that new building they built on Darien Street across from the stadium for the analytics department and tear it down brick by brick and get back to playing the game of baseball the right way. The Dodgers scored four runs in the seventh inning last night. Seventh inning, four runs on one extra base hit, and all the rest were singles.
Well, and Ken, with that, and even that extra base hit was a great piece of hitting by Freeman. The only reason he had a double is because Castellanos can't move in the outfield. Ken, we appreciate the call. Yeah, look.
That was a told you so moment, though. He did.
About the construction of the roster?
Yeah, he did. Yeah. He hit us with it.
Well, their guys are better than ours. I mean, as much as we want to be angry at our guys, their guys are better. I mean, who would you rather have, Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, or our three? It's pretty easy for me.
Oh, yeah. It's not that. Yeah, you.
It's their guys.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, it's the bottom line. It's their guys. Let's go to Rick in Easton. What's up, Rick?
Hey, guys. You know, whether he should be fired or not is really not the big question. The big question is, and you've been saying it all day, are those top three guys delivering? If Bruce Bochy was the manager, would this team have won? We don't know if they don't bunt there. The bottom line here is Aaron Boone's been around for 8 years, manager of the Yankees.
Yeah,
and they didn't fire him yet, right?
Yes,
they didn't fire him yet.
Yep.
Why? Because in New York, they know the players are the entity that's keeping them from winning. And this is we all talked about this the whole season. When they play these AAA teams, let's face it, if there's not collective revenue sharing, teams like Colorado and Pittsburgh and the White Sox can't hang around. And actually, the Pittsburgh Pirates swept the Phillies this year. We've been saying this all year that some of these pitching staffs that were not going to make it to the playoffs would keep Schwarber, Harper, and Turner cold. And if that happens in the playoffs when you're facing pitching staffs that are much better than during the season, you're going to be in trouble if those three go cold. And here it is, 4 years in a row, it's happening again.
It is, and it's a problem. And, Rick, they're only getting older. I don't think they're going to get better as time goes on. And, Rick, man, we appreciate the phone call. I get that. Look, I'm not trying to tell you I'm not taking the hitters off the hook. Bryce has sucked in this series. Snell beat him in the sixth inning. Schwarber has been invisible. And Turner, although he's probably been the best of the three hitters, right, he's gotten on base in all the games. He got the hit last night in the eighth inning to get a run on the board. His defense is always a problem for me, and I never want the ball hit to him. So they've all been a problem. But the idea that the manager doesn't make a difference, guys, yes, it does. And I don't know what they're going to do, but Bruce Bochy's available. Bruce Bochy, we remember it here in 2010 when his Giants beat the Phillies. Mm-hmm. Bruce Bochy won a World Series without any offense. He won because he made strategic moves to win with what he had. He got over the hump with what he had. The guy's won everywhere. It's the World Series with the San Diego Padres. He went to the World Series three times with the Giants. He went to the World Series and won it with the Rangers a couple years ago. He's an all-time manager. And if he wants to manage, I would replace Topper with him in a heartbeat if that's what it comes to. Marlon is up on WIP. Marlon.
Hey, Joe.
Marlon.
Come on. Hey, Joe. Why you always got to come at, every year, you Philly fans got to come at the manager for what y'all putting on the field?
Marlon, Marlon, was that bunt a good idea?
Yeah, babe, it was.
It was.
Did you see the end of the thing when he said, "If you see the will, don't do it"?
Yeah, what, Marlon? They gave it away in the first pitch of the at bat. He showed bunt.
Yeah, he showed bunt. He did show bunt.
What I'm saying is that don't justify Castellanos. You know you can't make third. Don't do it.
Marlin.
He had the run.
Marlin, but who? What? The manager knew who was at second base. He knows that guy can't run and is not a smart base runner.
Okay, but why are you going to make your show all about Topper when you just see Bryce Harper? See, this is what Jack said in the first game. Well, nobody hit, but at least Bryce had a single. A single ain't getting it done for $300 million, bro.
I agree.
Okay, but yet ain't nobody keep the thing going on Bryce Harper. He is not hitting.
We Marlin, we all said the same thing all day.
And then here go another scenario, Joe. Just like when y'all knew Turner was coming back, Bader. Y'all should have made Bryce Harper move. Ain't he? I remember years ago.
Where's he moving?
Oh, Bryce Harper's
talking about back to the outfield.
He's bringing in players. This is all about him. This is all about Bryce Harper and how he feels and where he want to play and who he want to play with. Start blaming it on that.
Blame him. Marlon, I'm not defending him. Blame him all you want.
But no. Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
You're making it all about
him. Hold on. Marlon, I haven't defended Bryce Harper once today.
No, he didn't do that.
Not one time.
He didn't do that.
But what I'm saying is you ain't got to. You're doing that psychology like y'all all
doing. Psychology. Marlon, two things could be true at once. Bryce sucked, and the manager has been a disaster in this series.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be some uncomfortable conversations that's going to be had.
You keep talking about the manager.
Because it's one of the worst decisions I've ever seen. He gave the Dodgers an out for no reason.
Joe, they had 0 runs, 5-6 innings the last 2 games.
But Marlon, so did the Dodgers. You don't realize that's playoff baseball. The Dodgers didn't. They had one hit for the first 6 innings. That's playoff baseball. You're not going to hit every inning. Forget Bryce. All of them. Like the Dodgers got shut down, but then they won the game at the end. Like, these games come down to decisions and moments. No one's going to hit every inning.
Well, you know what? Because the Dodgers was dumb to bring the pitcher in before y'all even got three.
They were.
When he had the ball that he should have brought out, Sasaki or whoever, he should have brought him out anyway, but he didn't. So he tried to give y'all a chance. But y'all, he know, y'all don't do nothing but blame managers, and y'all got these players just doing what the hell they want.
Do you think the manager's done a good job, or do you just want to rip Bryce?
Hell yeah, he did a hell of a
job. Oh, my God, Marlin. Come on now.
He's swinging the bat.
So what is his job then?
You know what? It's the same thing Sirianni. This is what I'm talking about. Y'all see that offense look terrible, but yet y'all want to blame the other coach. What do the head coach do?
Well, I'm not quite sure sometimes with the Eagles, but at least he wins games most of the time.
Throw me off that, but y'all are going to jump on Topper, who's doing the best he can. These dumb players don't do that.
He's doing the best he can.
Yeah, best he can. That's all.
He's doing his best.
Yeah, he's just pop in the dugout, hanging out. Marlon, we appreciate
that's
it.
That's a Cowboys fan mentality, right?
That
there.
Was. Yep.
And I'm doing my best.
Just doing the best.
Playing for the tie. Yeah. Again, the manager came on after a crushing loss to go down 0-2 at home, and said, "I was playing for the tie. I'm supposed to be okay with this."
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I'm more stuck on the big dogs not doing big dog things. You know, they're not. If anything, I'm more mad about Bryce saying, well, what did he say? We'll get him next time or something like that. He said in the press conference, hey, we're seeing pitches down the middle. It's not good. Yeah.
That's baseball sometimes.
You know, you're allowed to come on here and rip Bryce. I'm not going to stop you. I don't think Bryce has done anything good in this series.
I don't think anybody today is pinning this solely on one person.
No.
It's enough to go around. But it's going to have to change. There's no question about that. You can't run this back. You can't.
Well, we said this last year.
And they did it.
And then we walked in the post. He was like, you know what? This one's different.
I don't think Schwarber coming back. I think he's like, he's done with it. We're done with us.
I don't think you want Schwarber to come back.
No, I do want him to come back. He's from Ohio.
Sometimes you have this sneaky way of dropping in a thing.
Subliminal.
Yeah. It's the whole, like, I'm fascinated thing.
Dodger Douglas here is putting the seeds of discontent.
Okay. let's workshop this just a tad.
Yeah.
Okay, if you're Schwarber, you're about to get mega pay, right?
Yeah.
You already won a World Series. Mm-hmm. Probably, if this goes the way that you guys think it's going to go, probably not going to win one here. Because we said that this was it, right? So why not go get all the bread you can?
I think you brought up something today that I don't think people have considered. It's more been about money, right?
Yeah.
I think there's going to be a fair question in his. Like, let's say the money's even.
Yes.
Where's my best chance to win next World
yeah,
Series?
Yeah, that's it, because he already got one.
No,
and he's looking at these.
You might be right.
He's looking at these guys like, dog. And he, even though he's a part of, he might be there. Y'all come up short in the postseason.
But he does too.
I'm not absolving from that. But
he has in this series for sure.
He has it out. Like, he can leave.
Yeah.
He can go somewhere else and be the same dude in the postseason on another team. And get carried into a world.
So what you're saying is he might look at the ship is sinking. I'm getting out.
He might do that.
I wish I had an out.
Where would you go? Where are you going? Where else would you rather be than right here with us?
That river's looking mighty fine.
But I might join you
where would you rather be here
10:15 tomorrow night when Nola's laboring through the third. All right, 215-592-9494.
No faith.
He had a 6 ERA this year. Where's the faith coming from?
The same faith
will
that
you
came.
Stop it.
The same faith that y'all have. Y'all say, hey, Bryce Harper better turn it on in the postseason.
Yeah, but Bryce Harper was better this year than Nola was.
Okay.
I mean, at least.
It's not even close.
Yeah, but still.
No.
Work for my.
Well, that's good. I'm happy for you.
That's wonderful. Yeah. All right, quick break from yelling about the Phillies. Ross Tucker joins us. Don't you dare. All right, coming up. I'm sure I'll have something to say about last night, but of course, talk some Eagles with Ross as well. Apparently, a meeting last night between Saquon, AJ, and Jalen. Did they speak? And we'll look ahead. Eagles play in a few days in New York against the Giants. That and right back to your calls, the Phils. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.